Rottweiler Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Kiss it goodbye. We watch, we read, we listen. When, we wonder, are the punditry and the candidates themselves going to wake up and understand that this current impeachment exercise is worthless? Eye on the prize, we mutter. The prize? Democracy, American style, that which has made the US of A more than a grand experiment. Trying to document the mood of one power-hungry man, one nearly illiterate, covetous, self-inflated, egocentric, lucky as hell operative who seems determined to destroy our republic, at the same time he wants to climb into bed with Russians, Filipinos, Brazilians, Turks, and Chinese, is an impossibility. No matter how many investigations, panels, direct questions are daily undertaken, the man is going to get lucky and lie. He's lucky not in his falsehoods, but rather because no other American of any influence is brave enough to say stop. Even Mrs. Pelosi's cautious, well-reasoned approach to the problem has let us all focus on only one telephone call. It's not that the call in question isn't important in the scheme of things, but it has caused the ship of state to veer off at a disappearing angle. We should be focusing on pulling that ship round to where she'd been docked for 240 years. Our current leader, not named because we are epically exhausted even by writing his name, has systematically destroyed the people's confidence and belief in themselves, their institutions, their lives. Our historic values have been cheapened each and every day since his inauguration. Our air is no longer clean-ish. Our water is polluted. Our educational system is no longer the pride of nations. Our armed forces, reacting as he knew they would to his banana republic decisions, is following constitutional directions. Our borders are proving permeable beyond what we knew. Our poor and diseased are dying. And all the while, our leader bumptiously refuses to abide by the constitutional norms enshrined in that August document, not to mention the freedom sought in the Declaration of Independence, and for which people have died and are dying daily. Further, he's perfectly content to watch as his army and navy go down or up in flames, defending smaller, less well-equipped states being gobbled up by enemies not just of ours, but of their own. P.S. Along the way, our national government, under his direction, has represented our system of justice and fairness by obstructing it in an incredible devil-may-care manner, again knowing no one strong enough to stop him. It's no longer even necessary to list the man's anti-American actions. Each is presented as saving the country. Each, in fact, further degrades it. National security, in fact, means lining that very man's pockets. Bribes float between the world and its hotelier. Children are separated from their families, but it's our guess he also somehow profits. How could one admittedly sly, but also sleazy, individual bring down an entire unwilling nation? Money? Diatribes? Promises? Magic tricks? And speaking of tricks, what's even more amazing is that this is being done without a blueprint. It's being done helter-skelter. Whatever tiny animal moves in the bush is shot, maimed, cruelly disemboweled, without apology, without replacements in mind. The king walks upon his balcony and from a safe distance shoots whatever catches his eye. He deigns not to explain or stop. And in the end, he can pardon himself. After a trying day dividing the country, he retires to a golf club to drink and revel with his prepaid buddies. Riots in the street would not cause him even to look up. No matter the list of particulars or the number of counts in his impeachment docket, he is the ever-ready bunny, a nightmare of movement and determination, spending our millions for his own pleasure, never grasping at the gaps between how he lives and how most of the rest of his electorate does. Because he's been allowed to ride roughshod over each and every hill and outcrop, when his golf cart appears on the horizon, other players take refuge. There is only light enough on the course for one player. It's only broad enough to contain one dimpled sphere. It begins to seem that global warming, climate change, is our only hope of dethroning this creep. Of course, we lose the world. But as a once employed member of the swamp, I say we go down in our Wellingtons, our arms raised in defiance, our middle fingers extended and immovable, saluting the world that was and leaving it and every bit of detritus to the good offices of this madman. That pardon is a killer. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.